on the line with us from the College of DuPage. It's Kathy Hamilton. Kathy, thank you for joining us tonight.
You're welcome. It's a great pleasure to be here.
We have Professor Paul Green from Roosevelt University and Walter Jacobson standing by, and a lot of people interested in what's happening up your way tonight.
Hi, Kathy. Paul Green, City Club.
Your lunch partner. Yes, that's right.
How are you doing tonight? How are your guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We just won a Will County, the Will County portion of the district. And right now we're seeing that Deanne Mazzocchi, Frank Napolitano are first and second, and then we have neck and neck with Sandra Pios and our third person, Charles Bernstein.
So do you, in order for you, for the insurgents, let's call you the insurgents for argumentative purposes, you're on no matter what. So if you win three, that means you control the board?
Hopefully, yes. I mean, yeah, mathematically it works out that way. I hope they elect me.
are you on the ballot too?
No, but after the board chooses the chairman.
Well, who has seniority? All right, so... So you think now that the Will County portion has come in, but I would assume that DuPage has a much bigger vote than Will in the district?
Yes, a much larger portion.
So you're not taking any victory laps yet?
No, I'm not, but it's neck and neck. It looks like we have the two top slots.
Now, why don't you tell everybody in briefly exactly, you know, don't give the whole story because we have to get off the air by 10. in a minute or so, what has really caused you and your team to go after these guys? What was that on the board of the College of DuPage?
Well, first we've seen on the board that the trustees and the college president have put themselves before the taxpayers and the community. And the result of that has been fraud, waste, and abuse, and I think people have seen that in the newspapers over the last 6 months.
Well, and now there's going to be, it's Walter talking now, it's already in process an investigation. Is there more to be found out about the misuse of taxpayers' money that way? My goodness, what the Tribune has done to that College of DuPage is a slaughter, if I may say that, and it seems deserved. How did he get away with this for so long, do you know?
I would say poor oversight. And I have been fighting with the board over the last year, and in the last 6 months, things have been coming out. And quite honestly, I don't think that's done.
And though it seems so obvious that he did the things that he is written about doing or accused of doing, it doesn't have an effect on the trustees. They don't want to hurt him for some reason.
No, they really don't. I don't really know what they're thinking, what goes on in their minds. I just know that what I've seen is wrong, and I know that I have spoken out, and I will continue to speak out. And my candidates, the candidates that seem to be winning right now, are going to put change in place at the College of DuPage. And the fourth contender there, Sandy Pios, has promised in her campaign rhetoric that she will fight fraud, waste, and abuse. And if she gets elected, I'm hoping that she will be true to her promise.
And for anyone who doesn't realize how important all this is, College of DuPage serves about 28,000 students a semester. It's the second largest undergraduate institution in the state of Illinois, more than 90 certificate and degree programs. And out in the western suburbs, serves many folks. And you can go from Lamont to Naperville, LaGrange to Elmhurst to West Chicago, serving all of those students from the campus there in Glen Ellen. And you folks have a nice little radio station there, too, don't you?
We certainly do. It's a great radio station. And as you know, fraud was discovered there at the beginning of 2014. And we've been working to, you know, keep it up and running. It provides a great service to the community. But we want to make sure that we have proper financial oversight. And that's what hopefully this election will decide. The people in our community will be speaking out and telling us what they want us to do at the college.
Kathy, one little question, somewhat silly, but I'm really interested.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten at that fancy restaurant that we keep reading about where these guys went out there? It was like dining at the French Laundry in the Napa Valley. I mean, is that restaurant
really... It's actually very good. But I just want everyone to know that's listening, I paid for my own meal.
Good for you.
Well, you go. Now we're talking.
I'm sure it was a big check, too, because that restaurant always turns up as the number one restaurant in the world, doesn't
it? And the wine list starts at Bruce Rauner prices.
Yeah, $140 for a bottle of Chardonnay on one of the bills that was submitted.
You know, but taxpayers pay for those meals. There's no reimbursement there. There's no reimbursement for the alcohol. And there's no justification for every single meal that's being had there, whether or not it's related to college business.
Is all of this having an impact on the faculty or on the administration's capacity to bring in high-ranking professors?
I really can't comment on that. I can tell you that it's my opinion that the faculty is relieved that the board has figured out what's going on, or at least one member has figured out what's been going on at the college.
Well, just make sure everything's straightened out so nothing happens to that fine radio station of yours, because I listen every Saturday to WDCB. Those were the days, Steve Darnall, from, I think it's, is it 1 until 5 o'clock in the afternoon? And hopefully the bosses here won't mind me saying this, since we're not actually on the over-the-air radio now. But good luck to you with everything, Kathy Hamilton, and hopefully things will straighten out in the western suburbs there.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure being on the show with you.
And we'll have you back at the City Club, Kathy, win or lose.
The Chicago mayoral runoff election. Election night coverage continues now on WGN Plus.
Bob Surratt, Walter Jacobson, Professor Paul Green with you, and in a little bit, Joel Wiseman will join us, also the mayor of Naperville, Mayor Pradel. And meantime, Evan Shields is on the line with us. He writes for Suburban Life Media. You can find his work at MySuburbanLife.com. And Evan, you have covered this mess out at the College of DuPage. What's your take on what's happened and what's happening tonight?
Well, like you said, it's been a bit of a mess. And to try and cover it as succinctly as possible in a short amount of time is not all that doable, but I'll try to be as succinct as I possibly can and give you the Cliff Notes version of what's been going on out here. In June 2014, there was college president Robert Bruder had kind of an unflattering email that was leaked where he kind of discussed political games to try and get a $20 million grant free from the state. And obviously people were pretty upset at how kind of the language that he used in the letter. That led to the faculty, for the first time in the college's history, issuing a vote of no confidence, and they actually censured a trustee who spoke out against everything that has been going on at the college. After that, a couple watchdog groups started submitting FOIA requests and looking at the college's financial concerns, and started raising a couple flags over the ways that both Bruder and some of the administrators had been spending what ended up being taxpayer money on essentially their own meals, alcoholic beverages at group functions. And so that was kind of the thing that prefaced the 14 candidates entering this race. And it's a pretty crowded field. So we're getting, you know, some preliminary results out here, but it looks like it's quite possible that the incumbents will not be returning, which is not exactly a surprise.
Paul Green, you've talked a lot in recent weeks about how reporters are not zeroing in on issues that are important, mm-hmm. Focusing more on personalities of various candidates. Did this story get the play it should have?
Well, I think part of it has done, and I don't know this reporter, but certainly the stuff in the Tribune, but we just had on Kathy Hamilton, and she has played a key role because she has really been, I think the word I'm going to use, feisty in pushing this. What's your view on her involvement in this and pushing these guys, even though she probably doesn't weigh 100 pounds?
That's true. She has been pushing quite a lot in terms of this board, and actually she has pushed for three candidates to kind of join her on the board, and those three are currently leading, at least in DuPage County, in total votes. So It'll be interesting to see if those three can maintain their lead and actually get on the board with her. It'd be a big shift in the majority on that board.
Do you know if Bruder is going to be facing some criminal charges? It sure sounds like they've got enough evidence.
Yeah, I know the state's attorney's office has issued a couple of subpoenas for credit card records, and I know that the most recent subpoenas could be sent out this week or next week. But it's really interesting, and I'm not sure we've gotten any confirmation as to whether or not there will actually be criminal charges, but I know it's being presented to a grand jury at this time.
And what's Bruder doing now?
That's a great question. Actually, I haven't seen him in a couple months. At the past two trustee meetings, he has not been in attendance, and I haven't been able to get anyone at the college to go on the record as to why he hasn't been there. So I don't know what he's up to right now.
Yeah, it sounds like a movie in the making. More at MySuburbanLife.com. Our thanks to journalist Evan Shields from Suburban Life Media.
Thank you, Evan. This is good stuff. Thank you very much.